I'm Christine Oatman, a member of the Junior League of San Diego, working as a volunteer on the Archives of San Diego Art for the San Diego Museum of Art. It is Saturday afternoon, February 10th, 1979, and I am at the home of Miss Lita Klauber at 312 Gravilla Street in La Jolla. Miss Klauber is a longtime resident of San Diego who for many years was active in the arts community. She herself is a painter, but she was also one of the first members of the Asian Arts Committee and the Art Guild at the San Diego Museum of Art. Interviewing Miss Klauber with me is Grace Miller, Miss Klauber's great niece. The topic of our interview will be Miss Klauber's recollections of the development of art in San Diego. In art in San Diego.
What?
How did you become interested in the art? In art?
Oh, because of my Elvis.
Oh, with Ella?
Yes.
Because of Ella's interest.
Yes.
You know, I
Ella
have
started it, but mm-hmm. of course it was Alice mm-hmm. who was more associated with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ella was a good deal older than I.
Right. You know, I have the picture of your mother that Ella did. My grandmother found that picture and she gave it to me the other day. So it's a picture of your mother that Ella, done by Ella in 1899.
I don't remember it.
No,
I suppose
I'll have to bring it out and show
yes,
it to you.
Yes, I'd have to see it.
It's very nice. Yeah, it looks lovely.
Well, she was quite an artist, you know.
Ella was?
My sister Ella.
Mm-hmm. How about Alice? How much, influence did she have on the artistic climate here in San Diego?
Quite a lot.
Did she?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Who was she associated with in terms of, you know, the Art Guild, or who were you associated with? Did you, I was trying to think of some names like Mina, is it Pulsifer? Do you remember anybody by the name of Mina Pulsifer?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What did she do?
She was a very good friend of mine.
Ah.
Yes.
What did she do?
And quite a painter.
Uh-huh. How about, Mrs. Arthur Chauvin?
Oh, yes. She was one of my best friends.
Was she really?
Yes. She did the thing in the kitchen.
Did she really?
That, one of the vegetables.
I didn't know that. I have to see it. Isabel Churchman?
Yes.
And Esther Stevens?
Well, Isabel Churchman was younger than Mina Pulsifer and Mrs. Chauvin.
Oh, really?
Yes, quite a little younger.
Mm-hmm. What was it like being in the Art Guild or in the Art Gallery at that time? You know,
Well, I was quite active.
Mm-hmm. Was it a social group as well as a professional group, or was
yes.
it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you all were friends as well as artists
yes.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun. What was the Art Guild like then? What was the organization like?
Well, you had to pass a certain test
uh-huh.
to be admitted.
Uh-huh. What kind of a test was it?
It was
just an
more
artist.
Or less. Being an artist.
Uh-huh. Who administered the test? Those who were already members of the Art Guild? Or do you remember?
I can't think of who tested them.
Mm-hmm. Gee. Were there mostly women in
yes.
it?
Yes.
Rather than men?
Oh, yes.
Were there any men in it? Do you think?
I can't remember, but I don't think so. I couldn't be sure of
yeah.
that.
I think we're thinking of the women, and what were they like? Were you all from similar backgrounds? Did you all come from similar type families?
Yes.
You all had families.
Mm-hmm.
And did anybody have a profession in addition to being an artist, or were they strictly artists? In other words, did they have jobs, or were they...
No, I don't think they did.
I guess I'm talking about our present day when, you know, some people are artists as well as business people, that kind
no,
of
that
thing.
No, that wasn't so.
Were most of them, what else? Goodness. So was art their hobby rather than their profession? Did anybody
yes.
make money off of it?
I guess they didn't.
Nobody made money. that's interesting.
No, I don't think...
How did they support themselves?
Well, there was... There were a few of them. I remember a Mrs. Braun, whose husband was
Maurice
a very
Braun.
Good businessman.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Was that Maurice Braun's wife?
Yes.
Well, Maurice Braun was such an excellent artist as well.
Was he in the Art Guild?
Maurice Braun?
Maurice Braun. He did a lot of watercolors of early San Diego. Beautiful things. And was his wife, was he in the Art Guild? Or you, do you remember his wife, I guess?
I don't remember any Maurice Braun.
Huh. I guess they wanted me to ask you about the Asian Arts Committee and how that started up. How did it, you know, how did that begin? Do you remember how everything started with that committee?
Well, I know that Aunt Alice was very instrumental mm-hmm. in starting it.
Mm-hmm. Were you one of the first members?
Yes.
Were you? Oh, boy. You once... I wanted to know if being on the Asian Arts, how did you develop your interest in collecting Japanese prints? Where did that come from? Do you remember how it started?
Well, it was through a man in Los Angeles mm-hmm. that I collected chiefly through him, and he was a very good friend of mine. And an expert on Japanese prints. Mm. But how I met him in the first place, mm-hmm. I think through Aunt Alice. His name was Judson Metzger.
Oh, I remember that name. You mentioned him a lot, and on the back of your prints are some of Metzger's names.
Yes, yeah. I bought most of my prints from him. And he started out by being a businessman, and then a friend of his mm-hmm. was interested in collecting. And that's how he became a collector.
Mm. And then
he was a purely businessman
really?
To begin with.
Golly. Well, then how did he interest you? That he was just talking about it? And I was just wondering how your interest in Japanese prints...
I think I met him through Aunt Alice. Mm-hmm. He gave a talk once at the Pop Manor where she was living. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met him. And then we became very close friends.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because I always wondered how your interest in Japanese prints developed, because knowing that I didn't know whether your father or whether other people in the family loved them as much as you did.
I met him through his giving a talk, mm-hmm. but how Aunt Alice brought him down to San Diego, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. So her interest and your interest was through him, through
yes.
Metzger. That's interesting. You once told me an anecdote about Frank Lloyd Wright and that the picture on the wall. Can you tell me that? I was wondering what it was all about. You remember when Frank, didn't he, it was something like his car
well,
running out of gas.
Well, it was because I succeeded in his getting in contact with somebody he sold Japanese prints for. She lived in Coronado and mm-hmm. she didn't... Or Point Loma, I don't remember. I think it was Point Loma. And she had no telephone, mm-hmm. so he came and picked me up. Mm-hmm. And we went there, mm-hmm. and she came to the door with her hat on because she had fixed her hair. She got out of bed and put on this hat.
She got out of bed
to greet us.
Oh, my. Gee. What was he like then? Was he easy to get along?
Frank Lloyd Wright?
Yeah.
Well, he was very approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, because I succeeded in his getting in touch with Mrs. Thayer by going over there, you see.
Yes.
He gave me that print.
Uh-huh.
He gave me my choice, but that was at a time when I didn't know nearly as much as I know now, mm-hmm. but it's a very good artist.
Oh, it's very nice. Do you remember when that was that he was here? Was that in the 30s? Or more like the 40s that he was...
I don't remember what yeah. year it was.
Yeah.
It was about the year I moved out here.
Oh,
which
I know
was
you
1924.
Had right. Yeah. That's. What was it like to be an artist here in San Diego? Was it exciting, or?
Well, there are very few of them who made a living at it.
How did they succeed?
They just painted because they wanted to.
And they had the money
and
to support.
Then we had, you see, the ability to bring outside artists uh-huh. here for exhibitions.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
The Art Guild did? Then how did they support themselves? They just were wealthy enough to be, were they wealthy enough to be artists as well as?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Because that does.
Because as I say, there were very few mm-hmm. that made their living. I think Mr. Freeze mm-hmm. was one who succeeded.
Mm-hmm. Donald Horde.
And
Donald Horde? Well, Donald Horde, the sculptor, would have succeeded too, wouldn't he?
Well, we didn't have much to do with sculptors. They were an independent group.
Right. Was the Art Guild just mainly watercolor and oil?
What?
Was the Art Guild mainly watercolor and
yes.
oil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
rather than sculpting or
yes.
anything like that. Yeah, that's interesting. Was it a large group?
No.
It was not?
Huh. No.
You might talk a little bit about the house, things that you know that are here that are interesting. Paintings that people did.
Did you do the picture above on the mantle? You did that one, didn't you?
Yes.
Is that watercolor? Is that a?
No, that's.
It's not oil.
No, it's. It's something, you know. Watercolor will fade, and this
gouache or tempera.
Yes.
Tempera. If the flowers did,
yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, that's
lovely.
What it is.
Stylized flowers.
It's some kind of tempera.
Mm. Oh. That's beautiful. Who did the girl and the cat?
Mr. Torrey.
Gosh.
Elliot Torrey.
That looks so much like your cat.
He was a very good artist.
Was he?
But he had a terrible struggle to get along.
Was he a San Diegan?
Yes, because
mm-hmm.
he didn't have the kind of a wife who would manage for him the way Braun did.
Oh.
Braun had a wonderful wife.
That you were talking about Maurice Braun, who had a wonderful wife. You know, you were saying Braun had a wonderful wife, and I know who you're talking about because I know his daughter Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Who's a lovely, Charlotte Braun, who's a lovely lady and has a lot of her father's paintings in her house. She's a wonderful woman. You should meet her sometime because she loves to talk about her father, who you, I'm sure, would have known, the one who, Braun, who was so good.
Yes, well, bring her out sometime.
I will.
I'd be glad to.
Oh, she's wonderful.
To meet her.
And her brother is a photographer now up in Northern California. Excellent photographer. So they both have some artistic inclinations from their father. It's really interesting. Goodness, what else did we talk about? I was just wondering, was it fun being an artist? Was that an interesting kind of thing to be?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, because we befriended outside people who would come here, you know,
mm-hmm.
and would arrange for them to have exhibitions.
Oh, that's right. Were most of you really, you're really independent. Were most of them as independent as you were?
Yes, I think so. I don't think they were dependent on their livelihood
mm-hmm.
by earning any money by their painting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were rather independent group.
Because I remember when you went to Cairo.
What?
I remember when you went to Egypt. I remember the picture that you sent of you sitting on a camel. In Cairo.
Yes.
And I was wondering if other people would travel as much, other people that you knew who were artists would travel as much as you did, because you were a very independent person.
I don't think so, because I don't think most of them could afford it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go on the trip alone? Go on that trip alone?
Let me see, did I?
That was in the 50s, wasn't it? The early 50s. Did Alice go?
It's funny, I can't remember whether I went independently.
I think you went independently.
I was an independent person.
I know.
You still are.
I still am.
Good for you. That's great. Did you ever go to Japan?
No.
Did you ever want to go
Stella
to Japan?
Stella did.
Did Stella go to Japan?
Uh-huh, but I never did.
Did you want to at any time?
Oh, yes, I did, but I never could arrange it,
uh-huh.
you know.
Did Alice ever go?
Yes.
What was Alice's influence here in terms of art? Did you think she was
foremost
artist?
Oh, yes, she was a great influence.
Was she?
Yes.
Was it because of her style, or was it because of the people her personality, or?
I think it was more personality.
Mm-hmm. Was she instrumental in bringing a lot of people here?
Yes.
Was she?
Exhibitions, about side artists.
Uh-huh. Who were some of the people she brought?
What?
Who were some of the people she brought here? Do you remember?
No, but I think you'd find some record.
I would think so.
In the notes, of the Fine Arts Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was quite instrumental.
Yeah.
And in bringing Henry here, too.
Henry? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That Marty Peterson's
right. Because she found a studio for him.
Uh-huh.
Huh. And in gratitude, he gave her that portrait of his wife that is Alice Heinemann, inherited, and she gave it to the gallery.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Matisse?
I'm not sure. No.
Portrait of Henry's wife.
Oh, gee, that's interesting. So it was more of her personality rather than her artistic style.
Mm-hmm.
What would her style be characterized as, do you think?
What?
What was her artistic style? Was it, what did she like to work in?
She worked in watercolors. Mm-hmm. I think she worked in oils.
I have an oil of hers that she did of Point Loma and the marshland.
She's a landscape.
Yeah, she's a landscape. She did mostly landscapes.
She played it a good deal.
Yeah, and they were mostly landscapes, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
Were yours mostly landscapes, or
who?
You. Did you paint?
Landscape. No, I never tried portraits.
Or still life?
Or still life.
Yeah.
Landscape and still life.
Mm, that's exciting.
An interesting cat.
Mm.
I noticed.
And then I studied with Mr. Rifle, who was one of the best artists of that period.
That's really interesting. Charles Rifle, right?
Yes.
What was he like?
Well, as a picture of his there.
Oh, which one is that? This one? Which one is it?
Let me see. Is that in the kitchen?
We'll look for it. What was he like?
Charles Rifle.
Well, he had great charm and, personality that appealed to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he had quite a class.
Oh,
used to meet once a week. Uh-huh. And paint.
And you were in the class?
Mm-hmm.
And was Alice in the class, too?
No.
Did you go out on a location? Or
did you go out on a location with him?
Yes.
Or did you stay?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Where did you paint?
Very often, down to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We'd paint rocks and the sea.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And as I say, then I painted still life. I think there's a couple in the closet there that I painted.
Really? That's the only one I remember is the flowers. I've not seen that many others. So my parents have one of some bird of paradise that you did that are very nice. That's really lovely. Who did Alice
you
take
You see, that we belonged to a class,
mm-hmm.
and we were given problems. And this was a vase. The problem was a vase with a bunch of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't approve of our trying to paint things as they were. They should inspire us, and then we'd do things like that, you see.
Were you inspired?
Yes.
It looks like you were.
Yeah.
Oh, it was lots of fun.
Oh, gee. So he didn't
want... This was the final problem, you see, a bowl with
some
bouquet.
Uh-huh. And to do it not as you saw it, but rather as something that would be much more inspirational.
Imaginative. Yes, he did believe in trying to paint things as they were, because they were too beautiful to try to interpret.
That's interesting.
He didn't approve of it.
His paintings are like that, in a way.
He just wanted us, as I say, to have that as an inspiration and then go ahead and paint,
mm-hmm.
not realistically.
Oh, His paintings are like that in a way. That they're not terribly stylized, but they're enough so that they really give you some inspiration, and they're much more than just the real life scene.
Yes.
It's interesting. How long did his classes last? How long were they, did they go on for years, or?
Well, I can't remember that. I know that we went for some time.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for about at least a year.
Mm-hmm. Did Alice ever take art lessons from anybody?
No, I don't think so.
She learned it on her own. Or did she learn it from Ella? Or she just sat down and...
No, I think she was just self-taught.
Was Stella at all?
Well, she did join, I think, one class at least that went abroad.
Oh, where did they go? Do you know?
I don't remember that.
I think I heard she went to France, and I don't know if that is that. Yeah,
that's probably true.
Yeah, and that she met Matisse at one time.
Yes.
Huh. Did she ever talk of that experience?
Not that I remember.
Yeah. Gee, that's fascinating, because it shows that you were all running sort of in the circle of new art or impressionist art or
yes, ever since I can remember, I've been interested in art.
Mm-hmm. Was Stella interested in art too, or was she more
no.
a photographer?
No, she went in for photography.
Mm. Which was a new art form in and of itself
yes.
at that time.
And she was very smart.
Was she?
She took that one with her father that I so fond of.
Oh, I know that one.
With Alice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What was Stella like? I don't remember her at all.
Well, she was a very original character.
Oh, yeah?
Not the easiest to get along with. She and Alice didn't get along at all.
That's what my grandmother said, that she didn't get along with Alice at all.
No, she didn't.
And you all got along.
I got along with them all.
Yeah, but... I said, gee, why didn't Stella and Lita ever live together? And they said, oh, she wouldn't want to live with Stella. And that Alice wouldn't want to live with Stella either. That they just didn't get along.
No, they didn't get along at all.
Oh, my. Mm. Who were some of Alice's friends? Were they the same friends that you had in the Art Guild?
Well, they were older than I.
Oh, that's right, because Alice, how many years is older was Alice? I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
Quite a little older.
Yeah. So she ran in she was with a group of people who were much older.
Uh-huh, than I.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, she usually had an apartment mm-hmm. by herself.
Alice did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. She was a very independent
she
woman.
She and Laura lived together for a while, then finally... They didn't get along at all. So Alice went to a place called the Hilltop Chateau
uh-huh.
for a while, and then I think she got an apartment by herself.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. I remember seeing her when I was very young, and she was at a place, or maybe it was Auntie Lau, maybe it was Laura, at a place that had peacocks, and we'd go out and we'd see Auntie Lau or Alice, and there were peacocks all over the place. That's all.
I remember the peacocks, but I can't remember where it was.
I can't remember where it was either. And I remember that's
but
one
I
of my.
I remember
first.
The peacocks.
Was it Auntie Lau or was it Laura or was it Alice?
Who what?
Who were at the peacocks with the place with the peacocks? And I don't know which one it was. I think it was Laura.
I can't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But she lived with Laura for a while?
I think they did.
Yeah. After Julius died?
Yes.
What was it like living in La Jolla in the early days? Say that. Well, you were here in 1924, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
What was the town like?
Well, of course, it was much smaller
you bet.
Than it is now.
Uh-huh. Was it...
But I don't think it differs so very much mm-hmm. from what it was in those early days.
Mm-hmm. I remember as a child it was so exotic to come visit you in La Jolla, because you lived in La Jolla and everybody else lived in San Diego.
Yes.
And you were the one who struck out on your own and said, I'm going to go live in La Jolla and build my house there.
And then I chose the architecture from a book.
Did you really?
Yes.
Was this an architectural book?
And I didn't have any architect. I had a builder whose name was Dudley Phelps,
mm-hmm.
and was a college mate of Laurie's,
mm-hmm.
though they weren't special friends.
Mm-hmm. And you built the cottage and the house at the same time?
No, I built the cottage. The cottage was a garage.
Oh, really?
That I had made into a cottage.
Mm-hmm.
It was the garage to the house that was here, and I had moved up the block.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That white and green house,
uh-huh.
that's about a half a block away.
That was the garage?
Was there.
Oh.
And I had it moved. Bought the property,
uh-huh.
and had it moved and sold it for enough to pay for developing my terrace.
I don't even... When was that? Do you remember?
Well, when I moved out here, about
1924. Yeah. Gee.
Well, it was a little later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before I bought it.
Gosh, that is... Did you see that? There is a huge white cat who just walked by.
Yes.
Who's that?
It's a neighbor's cat.
Oh, my God.
It comes over and visits me. It's a beautiful cat.
Oh, it's gorgeous. When did you start liking cats? You've always liked cats?
Oh, I always liked cats. Stella did, too.
Uh-huh.
We both loved cats.
Did Alice like cats?
No, not especially.
Did she like dogs?
Yes.
I'm a dog lover myself. I'm trying to think where I got the genes from.
Yes, I never cared much about dogs.
Oh, love dogs. Just love them. Well, what else can you tell us?
When Miss Clover painted with Charles Riffle, did they paint here in La Jolla? Where did they paint the ocean?
Where did you paint the ocean? Did you come down here to La Jolla? Or
yes.
Did you? Was he a La Jolla resident or was he a San Diego
no,
resident?
No, San Diego.
That would be about it.
Yeah.
Wind it up.
Okay. I think that's about all. That's all the questions I have on my cue sheet here. I don't know what else to ask you
unless
about.
Unless there's something you want to tell us.
Unless there's something you think is of real interest in terms of someone knowing what it was like to be an artist, say, from 1920, 1940, or 45, 50. Any kinds of personality traits.
Well, the Art Guild was quite important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was chairman for a while of the entertainment.
Mm.
We used to give parties.
Mm-hmm.
What were they like?
What kind of parties did you have?
Well, our friends come,
mm-hmm.
and serve refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
And I was often chairman, to arrange for the refreshments.
Mm-hmm. Was that at a time when you would have an exhibitor come and you would entertain them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So the Art Guild was really the strong focal point of artists in San Diego then.
Yes.
Are you still a member of the Art Guild?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
That. Huh. Gee.
I don't paint anymore, but
no.
I was quite important.
You
at a certain date.
You are still important.
When I was chairman.
That's why we're here
used
today.
To meet at one of the old schools buildings.
Gee,
I'm kind of interested why how there came to be such an interest in Oriental art. I mean,
mm-hmm.
in the gallery itself, in your family. I mean, why do you suppose that is? Mm.
Christine was wondering why our family and the art gallery also became so interested in Oriental art. That
there was some reason.
Was it because of being on the West Coast and a lot of Chinese influence here, or was it because of something else that you know of? Why all of a sudden that the Asian Arts Committee was so important and that... say, collecting Japanese prints was so important, and just the interest in Oriental art that became important here. And I'm just wondering if you know, if you have a feeling for when that all started and why it all started.
Well, I think it was through Alice.
Mm-hmm.
But why she started, I couldn't say.
Yeah.
Of course, this older sister of mine, who lived in San Francisco,
Ella,
was very interested
in Oriental art.
All kinds of art.
Huh. Well, and Alice and Ella.
And she, this sister, and Amy Jo's mother, studied together for a while
in San Francisco. Who did they study with?
Who did, do you know?
Amy Saltz. Lived in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the same person that they, that Ella.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hmm. Did he ever come to San Diego?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I don't know what else to ask.
Well,
let's see. I think, let me see, is it? Some of his paintings. See, I don't know where they are now, but the Bell Claubers owned quite a few of his paintings.
Hoffman's paintings?
No.
Of whose? Hoffman or Rifle? Or who?
No, Carlson.
Carlson. There's so many characters going on here. Ah, okay.
Aunt Alice studied with Hoffman for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she also studied with Carlson?
No, I don't think so. I think Aunt Ella did.
Oh, I see. Ella and Amy Saltz did.
Yes.
I see.
Amy Jo's mother.
Right, I get it. Okay, I think that's all we... I have.
Well, I guess I did give you quite a little.
Yeah, you certainly did. You gave us a tremendous amount, and I think it's really our pleasure that we're able to talk to you and find out all of these things, because it's really interesting to me. I don't know what goes on here, and you're really the only person.
And if you think of any questions that I haven't covered, just make a memorandum of them, and I can answer them.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Not at all, dear. I'm glad to have helped out.